Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May 28, 1816, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette published a letter written by Colonel of the Royal Regiment, Mr. J.P. Mears. This letter was written the previous day for the purpose of a town hall meeting in accordance with a directive from General Codd, who was commandant of the Barbados militia. Mr. Mears noted that the general was calling for a mandatory inspection. This command was targeted towards one group in particular, with Codd noting specifically all white or free-colored persons between 16 and 60 years old living in the parish of St. Michael. Individuals falling within this category were expected to assemble at 8 a.m. on the parade ground of the St. Michael or Royal Regiment a few days later, on Saturday, June 1st. General Codd himself was to be carrying out the inspection of the battalion, as well as to determine the male population of the parish capable of performing duty. Codd seemed quite adamant about fulfilling this request, as he refused to exempt anyone from this inspection. In fact, he instructed that any individuals who had been granted a leave of absence, such as clerks in public offices, were to have such allowances recalled. The urgency of the directive suggests that something was abrew, and there was a need to ascertain a strong and ready militia. No doubt such anxiousness was connected to the outbreak of the Butter Rebellion just a few weeks prior in April, an uprising which led to significant loss and destruction of plantation property. Economic loss aside, such an insurrection likely placed veritable fear into the hearts of individuals like General Codd, who otherwise lived comfortably within colonial slave society. On the other hand, the Butter Revolt underscored that the black enslaved population was growing increasingly uncomfortable with their oppression. Thus, although the rebellion had been quickly quelled, his inspection directive made it clear that he was determined to not be caught by surprise once again. A glimpse into the heightened social tensions in Barbados was given when an order for all white and free-colored males to undergo military inspection was published on this day, May 28, 1816.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.